the avoda of the paraduma, making the paraduma, the sefer of the paraduma, is done only by the skan and not the kohen gadol himself. And Rashi in Chukah says that the reason is, he quotes from the Yisodos Shem Moshe Darshan, para aduma tovo para v'tchapal ha'egel. And also, and he continues, v'chein el elazar kohen ufisha aaron asas ha'egel lo nitna lo avoda zu al yodo she'en kadega nasas ha'egel. The reason the para aduma is the kohen gadol is not involved in the avoda of the paraduma is because the paraduma comes as a kapora on the Maisa Ego, and therefore Aaron, who was the one who made the Ego, is not involved. Only the skan is involved in paraduma. So one could ask, so why is it that on the vote of Yom Kippurim it depends specifically only the kohen gadol? And a kohen hedyot is possible for avodas Yom Kippurim. Minchas chinuch has a shaila. In fact, with a kohen hedyot, if he does the avoda, would he be chayv for zar? The only one who has kedushas kohuna as relates to the avoda of Yom Kippur is Aaron. And we could ask more. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rav pointed out that the halacha of Aaron, as it says in Atah Konanta, that the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, it's really Aaron that does the avoda. Just the kohen gadol stands in the place of Aaron. He is so to speak Aaron on this day to do the avoda. Why don't we say also here when he does the avoda of the parah? Why don't we say in katega nasa sanega? So I'd like to suggest that there's a difference between the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur and the kohen gadol by parah, because All the avodas of Yom Kippurim, Parshas Achrimos, that are specific to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does them in Big Day Lovin. And that's why when he does the avodas specifically of Yom Kippur on that day, he switches from the Big Day Zohav to Big Day Lovin. And because the possibility to do tshuva and to merit kapora is because, after all, it's that how is it possible that sin should ever be forgiven or eradicated? But the answer is because it's always a part of the person, of his personality, that is not contaminated, that remains pure. And was not, and what was not nischalel through the chait, and it's from that portion that remains pure and toho that the possibility of return and tshuva is built, and that's what the switching of the begodim on Yom Kippur from big day zav to big day lavan is because Aaron of Big Day Zav, indeed, he sins. And that's why we say that he can't wear Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, because ain't Katega Nasa Senega, because it reminds us of the Egel Azov. However, there's a part of the personality that remains pure and is never contaminated. And it's only the external Aaron that sinned with the Egel Azov, but the internal personality was always pure. And the Aaron who now enters the Kodesh Kodoshin and wears Big Day Lavan and enters Lefnav Lefnim, he never sinned. And in his innermost personality, that remained always pure. And therefore, for Avodas Yom Kippurim, Aaron who does the Avoda in Big Day Lavan is kosher for the avodah.